With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the first chapter of Hilchos Eruvin. The Rambam is explaining what is behind one of the takonos of Shlomo HaMelech, which is to make an Eruv Chatzeros, or in plural, a Eruvei Chatzeros. By Torah law, when you have one Rishus HaYachid that's adjacent another Rishus HaYachid, if you want to carry something from, let's say, my backyard to your backyard, you're absolutely allowed to do so. You're not transferring an object from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. You're not even transferring an object from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, as we learned so many details of these halachas in Hilchos Shabbos. However, comes along Shlomo HaMelech, and he says the following, that if you want to carry something, if you want to transfer an object from a Rishus HaYachid that belongs to one person or to a specific group of people to a adjacent other Rishus HaYachid that belongs to other owners, even if they overlap, meaning, for example, if a person wants to carry from their house, from their apartment into the hallway, which is a common area, the hallway also belongs to the owner of the apartment. He or she has full rights in the hallway. However, the hallway belongs to everyone that lives in this complex. Their apartment only belongs to them. The ownership of one Rishus HaYachid is not exactly like the ownership of the other Rishus HaYachid, even though there is overlap. But nevertheless, since it's not mamish the same Rishus HaYachid, by rabbinic law, as enacted by Shlomo HaMelech, you have to make an Eruv Chatzeros with all of the details that we learn about in today's Perek, which will render all of this private domain as to one private domain under the same ownership. And only then could you carry from one Rishus HaYachid to the other. Now the Rebbe, as quoted in Likutei Sichos, Chelek Yud Dalid, page 18, that's the Sicha Vo Eschanan, in which we have a Siyum that the Rebbe gave for the Tractate of Shabbos, which in this Siyum, there is also a Gevaldike insight as to why Eruvin is learned after Shabbos. That is the way it's ordered in Mishnayos. And that's the way the Rambam was Mesadet, his Sefer Yad HaChazaka, that after we finished a long, lengthy, beautiful Hilchos Shabbos, we begin today Hilchos Eruvin, and the Rebbe explains beautiful that the Ruchniyusdike concept of transferring of Hoitzah, which is prohibited on Shabbos, isn't only one of the Malachos, but the Rebbe considers in this Sicha Hoitzah as a manifestation of all violations of Shabbos. We have, as we spoke out a few times in this series, we have God's perspective. In God's perspective, everything is in God's domain. The emes is that all of the worlds is in the reshus of the Yachid. God Almighty is the Yachid. From our perspective, one can erroneously say that there is a reshus that belongs to a rabbim. And the concept of, in the negative, of Chilul Shabbos is taking something out of the Rishus HaYachid and bringing it into a Rishus HaRabim, which is against the Emes. And saying this in the positive, what's the ultimate rectification of breaking Shabbos? When we make an Eruv, my friends, the word Eruv means to make a merger. You are merging. Even when you already have a Rishus HaYachid, which is what we're learning about today, the fact that one can perceive that this is my Rishus HaYachid and that's your Rishus HaYachid, that also negates a deeper truth, which is that everything belongs to the same Yechidai Shel Olam. And this is the positive, this is the tikkun, this is the inner meaning of making an Eruv. And in today's Perek, the Eruv Chatzeros and the Shituv Muvois, that it doesn't even allow for there to be a perception of mine and yours, what we mamish become all the same, all alike. And that is because all of us are batal, all of us acknowledge, all of us are able to have an insight as God sees the world, that indeed all of creation is all part of the reshus of the only Yechidoi Shel Olam, of God Almighty.